are in Nefesh HaChaim, the Parakim, Perek. I'd like to learn Perek Zayin. I'd like to learn Perek Zayin. But let me remind you where the Nefesh HaChaim took us here, to a place which we were not, it's not natural to be. And that is that when we talk about Lishma, I think the normal Pashut Pshat in doing something Lishma, you know, sometimes I just like to go back to what's the simple Pshat so that we can understand the Chiddush. So the simple Pshat is you're doing it for Hashem. Uh-huh. So if you're doing it for Hashem, it means that, you know, why am I giving a shir right now? Why are you here right now? Why, you know, why do we do the mitzvahs that we do? We're doing it for Hashem. We don't have any ulterior motives. I got I suffer like from the altar of Navardik. That the altar of Navardik. So he explained that there's an Indian of being a tzaddik nister. Like nobody should know you're learning. Nobody should know that you're doing mitzvahs. Or certain. So like there could be a lot of virtues of doing a nister, but I think he says the virtue of being a nister is that it's totally lishma. Anyway, nobody knows that you're, what is the labad vav tzaddikim, or it's, you would think maybe it's anivus, you know, I'm being an anav. So he says, I mean, I guess you are being an anav, but that's not the point here. The point of doing something in a way that nobody else ever sees it is, like it's a hidden tzaddik, is then you know it's lishma. Otherwise, how do you know you're doing a mitzvah completely lishma? It could also be like, but what are you supposed to do? you have no.
You want schar and olam
haba. I would no, but the way I look at it is, yeah, the schar might also be shalei lishba, but you know the way I look at it is that, like, let's say you have a minhag to do something a certain way, you daven. This is the way you daven. So the question is, if you're mamish biyachidus and nobody knows and nobody sees you, are you davening exactly the same way? So that's a question of whether you're davening, whether that's more on your whole davening, is it lishma or is it shaloi lishma, according to that line of thinking. Yeah. You know, everything I do, all the hanhagas that I have and I've taken on as lifestyle improvements and spiritual practices, do I do it even when absolutely nobody is looking? Or if you want to take it deeper, would I do it even if I don't get schar? It's like, I'm doing it because Hashem wants me to do it. That's the question of Lishma. Now, Nefesh HaChaim is taking us to a whole different place where he's talking about Lishma doesn't only mean, of course it probably means, but it doesn't only mean I'm doing it because, just for Hashem, but Lishma refers to the spiritual side of doing a mitzvah. So that's a different idea, Lishma. Torah lishma. Let's take a simple example. Torah lishma. Learning Torah, intellectual exercise. I'm gaining a lot of knowledge, useful knowledge, important knowledge. Lishma means, according to the way he says, I believe that what he's coming lafuke, what he says, the Chassidim are explaining, is lishma is l'shem yichud kutshabrichu shchinta. I'm doing this to, not just I'm doing it for Hashem, but I'm doing it for spiritual purpose. In other words, when I put on tefillin in the morning, is that a spiritual practice or am I doing a mitzvah? So it's a spiritual practice in the sense that I'm doing a mitzvah, but what he's saying is that if you're doing it like for the sake of spirituality, it might be all wrong. That's different than our Pashut Pshat in Lishma, and it is, if you will, a real kind of a litvish stance here. But let's appreciate it. Let's appreciate what he's saying. What he's going to tell us here is every mitzvah or every aveira, or I believe he's going to say, you'll tell me whether you agree with me in 5 minutes, or everything you do, every parv thing you do has a spiritual component to it and a regular physical maasi component. And anything you do for the spiritual, just for the sake of spirituality, is dangerous and possibly wrong. It's not the way we think. But let's look inside. Perek Zayin. Oid Zeis, here's another thing. Yuchal Yitzrucha Lehitchapesh, that your Yitzhahara can chap you on. Lehitchapesh. Be'amar lecha, he can tell you, meaning that voice inside you can tell you. Shekol Iker ha'avoda, that the main thing of avoda, meaning mitzvahs, Ushiya Rak Lashem Shemayim. Here's your Yetzirah talking. Let's not lose track. That all the purpose, in any case, let me put it in my words, true or false. The main reason to do mitzvahs is because I become more spiritual. Hence, if I'm not becoming more spiritual, is there a point? Is there a point in putting on tefillin and kissing mezuzahs and wearing tzitzis? If it means nothing to me, I'm not involved with it at all spiritually. My neshama is not involved. So one might think, "Be'amar lecha the Yetzirah, I tell you, shekol ikar avoda, the ikar of all avoda, hu shiyeh rak l'shem shamayim." If I'm not mistaken, that Yetzirah is stated in the Mesillas Yesharim. V'gam avoin chet l'mitzvah yechashev, and you're only going to get a v'gam avoin v'chet. L'mitzvah yechashev, and even an avera will be considered a mitzvah im hu l'shem shamayim l'tikun eiza inyan. In other words, again, let's look at it sort of mathematically. You've got your maisa, whatever your maisa is, and you've got your kavana. Two pieces, right? Let's look at it as two halves, a box, you know, with two halves. Now, is the main thing the blue or the white? Is the main thing the kavana or is the main thing the maisa? And there's a big nafkamina. Okay, obviously you want to try to do both, but what's the main thing? If the main thing is the maisa, then do the maisa right, even if you don't have kavana. If the main thing is the kavana, sometimes I have to sacrifice the maisa in order to do the kavana correctly. Obvious example, I'll daven better if I don't daven bezman tefillah. Or I'll daven better be yichidus. So, that's a case of my kavana is better, but my maisa is worse. A bris after shkia. So many things are.
He was
nifter.
Of people there, and no one was davening. The whole room of people. And I didn't know anything about Chabad. I was like, let's go. And we davened at 10 o'clock. Oh, there's 50 minyanim there, but they all davened at 10 o'clock. So I said, what about Zman Tefillah? So somebody told me, no, Zman Tefillah is really Chatzos. So we looked it up. I didn't really know at the time. I looked up in Shulchan Aruch, and it says, Zman Tefillah is Zman Tefillah. So I davened the Yechidus. So the guy who was telling me was a buffy. He looked at me and said, it's not the clock. Soul.
There you go. It's a shita. But you see, lahavdil, I'm not criticizing them or anybody, but lahavdil, then you end up being a Christian. What's the difference? In other words, if I'm going to go zil basar to Shabbat, it's the main thing is the soul, so I'll do soul things and not worry about the. But there, you see, the chiddush is they're being bevater on the ma'aseh mitzvah. That's the.
What's pshat doing the ratzon Hashem? So what's the ratzon Hashem?
Maybe so just to do the mitzvah, the fartruka de ma'aseh of doing the mitzvah correctly.
So then.
He's going like look about you. If you hire somebody to do a job, you hire these guys outside to do a job. You care if they're l'shem shemayim or not? Do the job. Don't do the job. You don't want to see them davening ala makom on your bill. you don't care if they like us. I mean, as long as they're not killing us, right? We don't just do the job. The kavanas is bashamayim. What does it have to do with us? It's very clear, by the way, there are two ways to look at it. The question is, which way is Judaism? That's what he's arguing here. And it could get so far, you could get from the Rachmana Liba Boy, which is, you know, which is, how did you just say it? It's not the clock, it's the heart, the soul. You could get to this, Ugedoyla Avera Lishma. You could get to the Gemara in Nazir, which tells us, Gedoyla Avera Lishma, be mitzvah shalai Lishma. Now the Gemara does say that. The Gemara says, Gedola Aveir Lishma, Mitzvah Shaloi Lishma. So it's not a Yetzer Hara, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that it's better to do, but it's an interesting Gemara when you start thinking about it. Gedola, it's better to do an Aveira Lishma, mi Mitzvah Shaloi Lishma. So again, here's our box. Aveira Lishma means my Kavana is good, but my mice has come up all wrong. A Mitzvah Shaloi Lishma means my mice is right, but my Kavana is all wrong. So normally you don't have to make this choice, unless you're davening late or something like that. But you know, so the Gemara tells a story. Let's talk about it for a second. The Gemara tells the story. How do we know that an aveira lishma? Let's put it in our terms. How do we know that the kavana is more important than the maisa? He's saying that's your yitzhar, but that's what the Gemara says. How do you know that your kavana is more important than your maisa? Gedola aveira lishma. Lishma you have, mi mitzvah shalei lishma, than doing the right maisa, but I'm not doing it for the right reason. So isn't that the Gemara's question? Is your maisa more important? Is your kavana more important? That's the Gemara's question, right? Yes? Yes, that's the Gemara's question. Gedola aveira, I'm doing the wrong maisa, lishma, but I'm doing it for the right reason. I'm getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm making tikkunim in this world. That's better, says the Gemara's statement. That's better than a mitzvah where you're getting the maisa right, but it's shalei lishma, you got the kavana all wrong. So again, you don't have to choose, you obviously do both. But let's say there's a choice that has to be made. So if there's a choice of avah b'chalal Shabbos to save a life. It was a very simple thing. Every week your Hatzalah Nebuch gets a call. So they're answering the phone. They're driving, running out in their cars. Good thing, right? We want that. But what are they're doing Mechal Shabbos to do a bigger mitzvah, Pikuach Nefesh. Not a Raya?
No, because there you don't have Shabbos. Because you have now the mitzvah. Hashem tells you to do that mitzvah, Pikuach Nefesh, and forget Shabbos right now. That's different than this. I mean,
Paiskim say very interesting. The Paiskim say, like, you know, if you have your phone or walkie-talkie or whatever they use, you know, and you know, so should you minimize the tiltal muksa? A stam, what do you like? Put it somewhere. Should you minimize it? So the, I think they say Rav Shlomo Zalman said that this is a klisha malachte laheter. Is that a klisha malachte lister? It's not the pshat that it's a klisha malachte lister that you're about to. It's a klisha malachte maskim. Esther marries Ahasuerus. Intermarriage. Par excellence, like, you know, Donald Trump. Esther marries Ahasuerus. So, like, okay, so she saved the whole Klal Yisrael by, and let's not make any mistake. She had children with Ahasuerus. Dariavesh was her son. Dariavesh, too, was her grandson. Nice, very nice, you know. Today, would we, you know, if we would hear about the story, how could we give her kavod? She did the ultimate sin, l'chayra, and yet we make a whole holiday about it. You know, there are, but the Gemara says gedola aveira lishma mitzvah shalei lishma, which I think might mean that the lishma is more important than the maisa mitzvah. Okay, so the Gemara is saying terutzim. That there's a difference in intermarrying than other averus. Like, in other words, Gemara Tosus says you can't bring a raya from there to every case because she was karkoilum, but still.
Yael.
Okay, so the Gemara's example is Yael. It doesn't say karkoilum. Huh?
She was basically in the Torah's all the Kalis.
Okay, we know. Right. So the Gemara's Raya is from Yael Eshes Hever HaKeni. So Yael was married to Hever. I don't think Hever was Jewish. Hever was Hever HaKeni. The Kenis were Lebanese, what we call today Lebanese, upwards, northward, on the northern boundary of Israel. And I don't know what's with her. Who was she? She's married to a guy. But anyway, so this was like a mass, this was like a earth-shattering, the story in Shoftim is a shattering assassination of Sisera, who was the most powerful man in the world, probably one of the most powerful men in the world, an anti-Semite, a Russia. And she, you know, let's say the story correctly, She had access to Sisera. Sisera was about to wage a war on Claudius. It was a series of wars on the Jewish people right here in Eretz Yisrael, right here where we're sitting, actually. And she wooed him in, and like a prostitute, and she got him involved in intimate sexual affairs, and she gave him milk to tire him out, and Baal Zion be Elois, the Gemara, Zion be Elois, gave him milk. Chazal say in the Medrash, it was Chalav Ha'em. Imagine. So this is a graphic story. And got him involved with this. Sophia was a Russia, and a Gibor. She got him involved with this, and then she killed him. She weakened him, and she killed him. And the Devarah, the Neviah, extols her as Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Velea, and Yael, Eishes, Chever, Akeni, like a very hush of a person. Rabbi Yaakov Emden said she wasn't even Jewish. Rabbi Yaakov Emden said she wasn't Jewish. Rabbi Yaakov Emden said. But I guess it's still wrong. In other words, like it's wrong to be a... So that's the Gemara's Raya. That's the Gemara's Raya of Gedola Aver. What happened by assassinating... I mean, what a story this is. It's like a James Bond movie, you know? Like she has an affair with him. He thinks that she's on her side and she's loyal to him. Then she turns around and she spikes him. She takes a piece of the tent, an improvised weapon, and she kills him. Gives him milk. I said there's a new Havana in spiking somebody's drink. Okay, so the Gemara says we see from and Devorah extolled her. Let's say Karko Olam. There's no raya. The Gemara says Avera Lishma. Shiras Devorah is about her. So this is the unbelievable Netzachim. This was the 6-day war plus. I mean, what happened over here was unbelievable. That who would have dreamt that Sisera, the big tyrant, was going to be killed by a woman? Yet that's what the But it demoralized the whole people. It demoralized his whole army.
He was just going to regroup and tell he's going to regroup, or maybe not. It was Indian to kill him, even if he was running away.
Nah, don't be so. It's like killing Soleimani. It was an assassination. It was an assassination which demoralized the people. Well, look, after that, we started winning the wars. Miraculously, that was Hashem's tool. But so here let's not lose ourselves here. The Gemara says that, just want to point out, the Sisera, b'nei banav shel Sisera, oiskim b'tayr b'vnei brak. Umay nihu b'nei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva, so the Arizal explains, Rabbi Akiva was a product of the union between Yael and Sisera. I mean, she actually became pregnant. Rabbi Akiva was Ben Gerim. It says, before she was Ben Gerim. It doesn't mean anything one way or the other, but I mean, it was B'nai Banav Shel Sisera, B'nai Banav Shel Haman. Look what's going on over here. But Reb Tzadok explains in Parshas Kisavo, Reb Tzadok explains that every non-Jewish nation has some major contribution to make. And until they make that contribution, they will exist. So her Avera Lishma, says Reb Tzadok, was that she became pregnant from him, and out from her came Rabbi Akiva. That was why Sisera was existing, and now there was a downfall.
Sisera was existing, or the king was
existing? Sisera. He's talking about Sisera. It's Reb Tzadok in Parshas Kisavo. In other words, it was like a deep... Avera Lishma. Okay, there you have literally what the Nefesh HaChayiv is talking about. So, okay, if I know, I know that by doing this Avera, let's assume she's Jewish, it makes it easier to think about. Well, if I know that by doing this Avera, I'm going to bring out a Rabbi Akiva in the world, A. B, that's going to be the end of Sisera and his army because now he's done his thing. Finished. You have no reason to exist any longer. He was just put in this world to create a Rabbi Akiva. So that's the other thing I know that nobody else knows. And besides for that, everyone's going to win the war. We're demoralizing the people through this assassination, which you can make a movie out of. Like, it was a really cool assassination. So the Gemara says, on all of this, to catch the whole sugya, the Gemara says, go to La Vera Lishma. Look, our Kavana was in the right place. And that would be better than a mitzvah shelo lishma. Okay, that's what the Gemara says.
Levels of shelo lishma. Shelo lishma is like the hefech mil hefech.
You mean I'm really shelo lishma? I'm going good. Yeah, I mean I obviously there's levels of everything. Now here, so let's put all that. This is what the Nefesh HaChayim calls zois yuchal yitzchal lischapes. Everything I was just Isaac in. For the last 20 minutes was Yetzer Hara. Like, it was all, according to Yetzer Hara, your Yetzer Hara could copy you and say, I'm going to do things which are for the ultimate good, even though it's not what Hashem told me to do, Lamaisa. Yetzer Hara. Gemara Nazar, Gimel Amid Aleph. Gedoyla Aveir Lishma Mitzvah Shalishma. Opposite. Not only that, Gam, here's another Indian of a Yetzer Hara. He saw more.
He's going to do it, but he did the wrong thing. He destroyed it.
You're saying what he's saying, but the Gemara doesn't say that, does it? You see, I want to say something. I want to say pshat like Brisker for a moment. The Gemara doesn't really say that you're supposed to do Aver Lishma. The Gemara says you shouldn't do a mitzvah shalei lishma, and you shouldn't do an aver lishma. And if you have to compare these two evils, an aver lishma is better than a mitzvah shalei lishma. The Gemara is not telling us do an aver lishma. It's saying gadol aver lishma be mitzvah shalei lishma. Am I right? what I'm saying now, nobody learns this way. Nobody learns this way. But I think that might be the shot in the words, though. No? You agree? That's not different. That's a different Gemara. It's three lines afterwards.
I understand, but so you can't say that you know, shouldn't do either.
No, but the Raya from Sisera.
This is bigger.
I disagree with you completely. There, the Gemara is talking about that this will lead to that. It's a different thing. It's an educational system. Do a mitzvah shalei lishma, should be told shalei lishma, bal lishma. Here, the Gemara is extolling the story of Yael. It's not a saying that this, okay, Yael, eventually you'll go to Beis Yaakov and you'll become a Lishmanik. That's what the Gemara is saying. Gedoyla Aveira Lishma, this is a separate sugya. It's the same sugya of Lishma, but it's a separate halacha. Sif Beis. It's a separate halacha. The halacha is that Aveira Lishma is bigger than a Mitzvah Shalei Lishma. Okay, doesn't make it right.
Does Gedoyla mean preferable though?
What?
Gedoyla means it's preferable necessarily? Or it might mean it's preferable.
So I was saying until now, if you have to make a choice, maybe. But what do you think? That if you have to compare. What's better, to strangle somebody to death or to stab him? Okay, Kan Yesh Riyas Dam, Kainen Riyas Dam. Gemara has such a question, but it's not that either one of them are recommended practices.
So Shalolishma, Aver Lishma, Aver Lishma is bigger. So
bigger in what? It's better.
Better. Both are negatives.
Both are negatives.
Should be doing mitzvah shalom lishma because that will lead you to a positive.
Okay, but what's the mitzvah here? There's no mitzvah.
Right.
Yael wasn't doing any mitzvah.
Okay,
that's a different thing. Now it's a question. Right.
This is negative one, this is negative two.
Correct. Correct. So two different sugyas. You're asking us two different sugyas. One is I'm doing a maisa avera, and that's lishma. So at least I had the lishma. A mitzvah shalai lishma, he's saying, good, mitzvah. Shalishma is mitzvah, shalishma, balishma, but that's only, it'll come to. Okay. I'm saying possibly, okay, I'll say Derech Efshir, that's the pshat anyway.
If that's the pshat, then the Gemara could have rephrased it. It said garua mitzvah shalishma.
Could have, but why? Why? This is nicer. Why would you want to rephrase it? This is nicer.
No, but if it's saying God will, it's putting
the Gemara's, the Gemara is telling you how bad a mitzvah shalishma is.
But you
Gedola Avera Lishma in Mitzvah Lishma. It's better to do an Avera than to do a Mitzvah Shalei Lishma. The Gemara does not like Mitzvah Shalei Lishma. By the way, if I'm not mistaken, in the Rishonim, they bring this as a machloikis. Yesh Oimrim Shecholkin, I think in the Shita Mekubetzos, if I recall, it's actually Choluk on the first one, which is a Tani de Messiah. Okay, but look, let's take it a step further.
Does it help to say in Sisra, the killing of Sisra was probably a mitzvah, but to get to that point, she has to do an aver.
Right. But the killing is not what we're talking about. We're talking about the aver. Yeah.
But by the mitzvah, we're talking about the goal, the mitzvah, right?
Meaning, so the killing was a mitzvah. So you're making it into like essay doicha loisese. Right. It's right. It's not bidden, right? Is that the?
Couldn't you say that there's mitzvah shema would be better? Like if Esther would have, instead of going to Ahasuerus, would have said, "No, I won't be like."
I'm not going to do this.
And I'm going to be died. So that's a mitzvah shema.
And she would have killed the whole Klal Yisrael. I mean, the whole Klal Yisrael.
What if I said? Hashem will bring us a different way. So why didn't she say, okay, if I'm not going to do it, I'm going to do Mitzvah Lishma, I'll be killed, and Hashem will need to figure it out.
You're articulating well. What's bewildering here? Yes. Yes. That's what we would expect of ourselves and of our children. You know, just say no. But that's not what she did. And she did want to say no, and Mordechai pushed her. She wanted to say no. So what if you have Nevuah? I have Nevuah, I should kill somebody. I ought to kill them. I have a Nevuah, I should go marry this Shiksam. I ought to go marry her. So what if you have Nevuah? This is what they all say. No, but they all say they had Nevuah. I'm telling you, this is the right thing spiritually. It's good. What? Akeda. Okay. Okay. Koida Mountain Torah.
Hizkiyan
Menashe. That's one of the examples.
And so he said, so I'm not going to.
And he was wrong. I'm saying both were wrong. He was in a pickle there. But over there, the Gemara says clearly by Chizkiyah and Menashe that just do the mitzvah.
Don't
worry about Hashem's cheshbonos. What did I say on Shabbos? That, you know, we all believe in Hashem. We question his management style. Okay, you know, so let's go a little further, because the Chiddush we said until what we've been saying until now is nothing compared to what I think he's going to say. Gam yara l'chaponim leimor. Here's another story of the Eitz Hara. Kichein suvesa. Actually, you should do this. Leilach b'ikve avosecha akadoshim. You should be like your avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. L'chol atzadikim harishaynu. Show you kodim shenit and tire. Be like Yaakov. Marry two sisters. Be like Avram Avinu. Try to kill your son. Yehuda and Tamar. Sheikar derech avodasim. What was their pshat? What was the pshat in them? Sheikar derech avodasim la yisbarach haisa. What was their derech of avoda? What was Yaakov Avinu's derech of avoda? Shekol maseyem v'diburam u'machshavtam v'chol inyoneyem ba'olam ha'olam ha'yakol b'tveikos v'taris machshavtam l'shem shemayim. They were kulei l'shem shemayim. Does that sound bad? Sounds good, right? They were kulei l'shem shemayim. So Yaakov, let's say, for example, married two sisters because he saw that from there is going to come 12 Shvatim. And he knew that was a Nevuah.
That was
we know that.
And that's they get right to the plumbing, and they're just, you know.
Exactly. So you might think that look, but Masai Agia Maisai Lamaisai Avaisai. When should I become like the Avos, right? And that's what we're supposed to ask ourselves. So he says that there, if you want to be like the Avos, you might think, Shekol Maisai V'diburim V'machshavtam V'cholin Yoneihem, and what they're dealing with is, you say, the plumbing. They're seeing the circuitry in Shemayim, and they're saying this is a good thing to do, even though it doesn't seem like a good thing to do. Yehuda says to Dabar, we don't have any choice. We don't have any choice. And we don't care about what you're doing. We don't care about when you're doing it. The main thing is, you're making a tikkun and shemayim, are you not? So you can. I just lost the long excuse me, it's a long sentence. Ufanu lamala l'sikun v'alois. They turned upwards. L'sikun v'alois v'yichud ha'ilamais. To be misakein and to raise up and to be yichud ha'ilamais. V'koiches el yoinim. They got things working in the Shemayim. Beiza maisa shetiyah, with whatever they did, ubeiza oifen ubeiza zman shiyah, at whatever time it was. I mean, so he's referring now not just to, you know, the big averus that they did, but b'chol, that was their whole life. Their whole life was to make tikkunim and shamayim. V'loi b'maisa v'mitzvahs kvuyim asturim shiyuchoy kula yaver k'ma Yaakov, not only in mitzvahs kvuyim, k'ma Yaakov avinu olav shalom, Binyan soin lovan va makleis v'chein amar abagid lebeis Yosef. The Magid explained to Beis Yosef binyan chanoich in the Torah. Shoyet toifer minolim, that the Magid taught the Beis Yaakov in a dream that chanoich was sewing shoes. Ubuchozmana de ma'ayel machta besandal, and every time he put a stitch in the leather, habim v'shabeach lakut shabrichu, ayin Magid meshar in Parshas Ketz. Indulge me and let's go a little bit further because I want to bring out a point here. Rav Shabbu Rabbi Seinu Zichreinam Levacha. So first of all, you could ask a question: how did Yaakov marry? We're going to get back to Yaakov and Lavan, but how did Yaakov marry two sisters? How did they do averus? I ha'avos kimu kol ha'Torah. Weren't they keeping the whole Torah? That's what we're told over and over again, right? From Cheder, we're told avos kept the whole Torah. It even says in Vayikarabba, Malamad Shalomad Noach Torah, even Noach learned the Torah. So let's understand it. Loishayu mitzuvim va'aisim. They learned the Torah, they kept the Torah, but it wasn't a mitzvah of Loihayu lahem halacha v'adin kach. They didn't have halachas like we have. Ella kamosha gasafti le'el seif shar aleph. What does it mean that the Avos kept the Torah? It means that they naturally kept the Torah, meaning to them it was clear. You see, we would never wake up in the morning and have a chop to put tzitzis on our Arba confis. Wouldn't have such an idea. Torah says to do it, you do it. They had the chop. Avraham Avinu wore tzitzis. Mekayim kol ha'Torah kula, he wore a talis with tzitzis on it because he understood he was on such a high level, so sensitive in his spirituality, that he said, this baguette should have tzitzis on it. Or he said, this food should not be eaten. Now, that wasn't a set of halachas, it wasn't a shulchan aruch, but interesting that the Torah tells us these stories. El ha'bakar ratz Avram, they have, Avram Avinu has guests, and he gives them milchiks and fleishiks together. So the Torah tells us these stories to understand that although the Torah as we know it is based on these stories, they didn't do it as a halacha, they did it as they were sensitive, they were spiritually sensitive, and it was a spiritual act. There was no mitzvahs there. They understood how the Shemayim works. How do they know, by the way? And nevuah. First, there are a lot of avoda on their part, and they have nevuah. Aval haya gabkein, but since they were not, they were looking beruach hakodesh at what the workings of Shemayim, the mechanics of Shemayim, haya gabkein arishus the sudal lahemla of the gabba maisim in yanam acherim. So this is the key words that I want to bring out: haya gam arishus nesuna lahem, not to do an avera. They could also do avodas Hashem b'maisim v'inyanim acherim. What does it mean, David? In other areas of life, levad ha-mitzvos, besides your mitzvos.
What we might call
it here, well. No. He doesn't mean that.
It means it's another way to do the mitzvah besides the way we do it.
No. He meant there are other, they could invent, read it carefully, they could invent other spiritual practices besides the mitzvahs. In other words, Yitzhak Avinu can see in Shemayim that for 15 minutes a day he should stand on his head and meditate. He was able to do that, says the Nefesh HaChaim, and you'll see it's clear what I'm saying. We're not allowed to do that. If it's not in the Torah, don't do it. Finish. When he's at, in other words, there's one chiddush Okay. Where?
You said Ben on it.
Look, there's two chiddushim here. I'm not sure which is the bigger chiddush. One of them is that Yaakov was allowed to marry two sisters, let's say, the obvious example, because he saw in Shemayim that's a good thing. Yehuda and Tamar, they saw in Shemayim that's a good thing. A very lishma. There's another thing also that they, what they saw in Tikkun Olamos, they did things that are not in our Sefer HaChinuch, in our Sefer HaMitzvahs, in our Sefer HaTorah. Whatever they might be. I don't know if we know. Maybe they're written in the Zohar or something. But we can't do that either, meaning that the Nefesh HaChayim is going to hold here that if you find a spiritual practice, which is outside of the Taryag Mitzvahs, HaTorah, you're not allowed to do it. Because even though it's spiritual and you're connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can even say that you're bringing Kedusha into this world, as Hashem wants us, now that the Torah was given, he said, this is the way I want Kedusha to be brought into this world. I want it to come through your tefillin and through your tzitzis and through the way I'm telling you to learn Torah and Davin. I don't want it to be brought down in the other ways. Even though the Avos did that, they had the right. Now there's a religion.
Is that not the Babiyu?
Nadav and Aviyu. Eish Zar, Bechlal. What was that?
The amulets and the pigeons.
Amulets
and pigeons and all these.
What do you want from pigeons?
They used to do these different practices with amulets and pigeons.
Oh, they still do. They still do. And that's what he's talking about. But I'm saying even more than that. Certainly those might be chayes altogether, Avodah Zarah. But, you know, to do all these alternative things. But I'm saying something different. Let's say I find it very spiritual to sit with my eyes closed and to sing a niggun for an hour. Innocent, no? Benign. I'm singing a niggun, and I'm getting a spiritual high, a form of meditation. Mutter Asr. So you're looking for an aver. I believe that Nefesh HaChayim is called Hagufa Asr. It's Asr. We have our spiritual practices. Why are you taking on Buddhist practices? Why are you taking on Christian practices? They make it up as they go along. Or maybe they're sincere, they feel, speaking in tongues. Like it's a spiritual practice. We don't do that. We're Jews. We have Shulchan Aruch. We have a Torah. So there's a chiddush here that not only, he's got to prove this, but let's just say what it is first. Vashtate and then Parvos. The Vashtate here is that even Bedavar HaRishus, I'm going to say it in the yeshivish words, even Bedavar HaRishus, you're not allowed to. You're right. Now, look, we understand that there's an idiot of Bal Sigra. You can't take away from the mitzvahs. What's wrong with Bal Tosef? What's wrong with Tosef? What's wrong? I had besides for putting tzitzis on my beged, I'm going to put tzitzis on my yarmulke. Like, I really machmer on the tzitzis thing. It was zchartem, right? Zchartem is called mitzvah Hashem. I'm going to put it on my glasses. In fact, I'm going to tint my glasses in the way that I see tzitzis all the time. Bal Tosef, you're not allowed. Why aren't you allowed? I'm doing more. I'm not taking away from what you're saying, Hashem. I'm just doing a little bit more.
You're not allowed to claim it's a chiyu.
You're not allowed to do it. L'chayr, you're not allowed to do it. I'd say, okay, not chiyuv, it's a rishus. I'm going to put five corners in my baguette. Not allowed. What? Okay, so you have to know what the chiluk is. Yeah. That's a chumrah. So he would wear 200 pairs of tzitzis, but he wouldn't have even one that had five corners. So what's the difference?
Is it one bracha?
No, one bracha.
I think when Baruch was called there, in other words, even by Adelman in Dufai, it seems, when he gave the mitzvah, Milah, so that's no longer in the choice of Adelman doing it connected with the Baruch, the way he sees it.
But I feel also like the Arabs that I want to cut off, Islam, at some point they blind themselves as a spiritual practice. They go to Mecca, they look at the holy place, it's a whole Islam thing. and then they blind themselves, so it should be the last thing in the last imprint in their mind. It's such an Islam practice. They do this when they reach a certain age or something, certain branch of Islam. So okay, yafeh, Mesir Snafesh. It's probably Aser Gabor. Like we can't we're Jews. We don't do things which are Mesnaf Shesecha. But besides for the Averish Shabbai, like Mehechatei, so that you're allowed to make up your own spiritual practice. So I'm thinking a digging. I find it makes me feel very spiritual to sing a digging. Let's all sing a digging right now. You know, if we sing a digging right now for 15 minutes and we're good at it, it would be very beautiful, no? So what did, like Shlomo Karlbach went around the world, was a chiddush, what are we doing now? Like, what are we doing exactly? This is not a chasana. This is not we're not singing Kel Adon. We're not in Shul Davening. We're just sitting here and we're singing a digging. But it was very beautiful how many thousands of people became from. So you would have to, a tish. Let's say you make a tish. Like, yeah.
There's no mitzvah in Kel Adon.
Okay, so I'm saying Kel Adon with Kavana. I can hear that. But what's the mitzvah of making a tish? What's the mitzvah of making a tish? I'm sitting there, tish, and it's a holy thing. I mean, I feel it. You're sitting with a rabbi, he's eating, you're eating cholent or kugel or something like that. He gives you some of it. It's like a holy thing, even if a word of Torah is not said. It's a holy thing, but is that mutter? I'm not, don't get me wrong, I like these things. But I'm saying, is it mutter, is it aser? All right, so somebody said, when Ramichel was making a tish here, this real Litvisher Rosh Kollel came in. He's coming to me, he had to give it
Yeah, there's a Negus Moshe, he says that if a goy says that he has 8 mitzvahs, he's over in Bal Tosef because Sheva Mitzvahs means Sheva and only Sheva. So if you make it to a Chiyuv, then it's us.
You're sticking with that Lumdus, but I'm just saying you see the Bal Tosef even if you don't make it. That's a Goy.
I'm saying even by a Goy. By Adlachar, it's the same Musa.
If I put on 5 corners on my tzitzis, it's us.
But that's because you're by...
Bal Tosef, I send the Sukkah an extra hour.
What? That's what I was trying to say. Once Hashem is prevailed, what is good? Change that anymore.
Right. Why not? Why can't I add? That's what I'm asking. Just like the Avai saw things that are misakin. I know what you're saying is for sure true. I'm asking you why not.
He
didn't tell us not to sing the Gudim. He's not only talking about both.
It's not true. For sure it's true.
You cannot wear. You cannot.
No, the chepchus of mitzvah. That's a
I want to be machmir like Yosha. I want to put 5 minim on my lolo. What do you mean? I'm not saying it's a chiyuv. I just want to do this. I feel better. Shaking also.
Put 5 tefillin. That's what the Gemara says. It's tefillin. The lulav tzara b'igun.
You mean spelled in the mitzvah? Yeah.
It's called toisiv. No,
but listen, but it's not only sefelt in the chepz of the mitzvah. It's spelled toisiv. It's
mufurish. But if you don't, if I just put on my arm a string.
So he's saying even in a davar rishus you're not allowed. That's what he says.
Where is he saying it?
You'll read it. Even in a davar rishus you're not allowed. Well, we're going to read it again on Thursday, but you'll see. It's too late. I tell you the. This reminds me, we talk about Rabichel. Rabichel told me a story that when he was in Lakewood, so Shlomo Karlbach just left. So Shlomo Karlbach, when he was in Lakewood, so Shlomo Karlbach was like the head of all the Nigunim. So he started a Nigun, Shabbos table, so he started the Nigun. He had a good voice, and he was music, obviously. This was before he became, you know, but just in Lakewood. So then he left. He decided to do his thing. So the new most talented singer in the yeshiva in Lakewood, it was a small island, was Ramichel Tversky. So he became the Balmanagin. So that means he started Kari Banoilam. That's what it means. So and he had a good voice. And there was a couple of guys that used to sing. So Rabaron used to eat in a small room on the side, and Rabaron Cutler, and he would call in these few bachrim. He liked the nigunim, so he would call in these few bachrim to sing zmiris with him during the Shabbos meal. So Ramichel said that he had many sudas with Rabaron Cutler. His purpose was there just to sing to sing. He was the singer, you know, like a couple of people. Rav Aaron liked it. So he once had a guest. Rav Aaron had a guest of Rav Mendel Sachs. That's the Chafetz Chaim's son-in-law. So he had the suda with Rav Aaron Cutler, and he's listening. So he's a real the Chafetz Chaim's son-in-law. I met him better, Rav Mendel Sachs. So he's sitting there with Rav Aaron, and these bacharim singing zmiris. And as Remendel's ex was getting more and more irritated every second that they're singing zmiris. So finally, like, he bangs on the table and he says, Rav Aaron, he says, by my shver, Chafetz Chaim, we never did that. So Rav Aaron told him, he says, that's because your shver had a bad voice. But Nishke Kent. Yeah. It didn't have a good voice. That's why I didn't sing. You didn't write anything. So there's here you have a lubdisha, whether like he held his usher ba'etzem or just it was a chasarn in the metzias. Like a chasarn in Yechayelus. Okay, I'm going to show you on Thursday, if you don't look for yourself, that this is the pshat in the Nefesh HaChaim, that he's holding afilu b'davar ha'rashus, you're not allowed to turn it into a mitzvah.